So what it, I'm drawing a blank. The suttas, I think there's a stock passage for what is the basis or leads into right effort. Is that investigation of teachings? Is that...
Oh, yeah. In terms of the seven factors of enlightenment, then Dhammavicaya is your preceding causal factor for the arising of effort.
I'm thinking of maybe the chain that leads to these, like, drawing close to the teacher.
Right.
Factors.
There's several suttas like that I'm drawing a blank off the top of my head.
It might be coming to a reflective understanding of the teachings.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, after hearing the teachings and pondering them,
coming to a
reflective understanding.
Yeah.
Then I think striving is next.
Yeah.
Is it striving or is it right effort or experience?
Yeah, I think my memory is striving, but I don't trust people.
I guess I'm asking because there. I think one of the presumptions my mind has this old is that when I get inspired, I put forth effort. Just not right effort. It's like the effort that drives me mad. It kind of makes me go and just bump my head.
I think that's where that template of how the Buddha defines right effort is so important to be lifting up in terms of I'm inspired, I'm energetic, but how does that line up according to that? Those four aspects of right effort. And it's really, really important to reflect on that. Yeah.
I really appreciated what you mentioned, maybe with right effort, it's not just a matter of how little or how much.
Yeah.
It's about that quality.
It's quality of mind.
Because I noticed too that the inspiration that leads to good effort also has that sort of disenchantment, cooling thing going with it.
Yeah.
There's an energy, but it's a cool energy,
yeah,
in a sense. And also maybe a viraga in terms of shrinking back from the external stuff, as opposed to getting involved in a sewing project.
Yeah.
There's a different sort of vibration.
Yeah.